and welcome to Model Connection. I'm your host, Eric Harrell. I have got a very special guest tonight. I've got a male model that is really setting the world on fire right now. His name is Michael Mathis. How are you doing, sir?
Man, I'm doing absolutely amazing. How are you?
I'm so great, and I'm glad to have you here on the Model Connection podcast, sir.
Listen, thank you so much for having me. I can't thank you enough.
You are more than welcome. For the photographers, me included, tell us about Michael Mathis. What do we need to know about you?
What y'all need to know about me is, man, my enthusiasm and my approach to the modeling industry. It comes a little different. My work ethic and everything sets me apart from everybody else because I'm ready to go 24/7, literally. I am ready to go 2 a.m., 2 p.m. My energy on set is absolutely amazing. I'm fired up. Any poses, any different ideas I like to bounce off of. I'm a ball of fire, honestly. Wow. I'm a ball of fire.
How long have you been doing this?
I've done this just before COVID, so 2019. Wow. Yeah, I've not been in the industry that long.
You've come this long in that short a period of time?
Hey, like I said, I'm like a ball of fire.
Oh, my God. Wow. Great. What enticed you to start this? What was your inspiration? I mean, what was it that said, okay, mm-hmm. Michael Mathis, you need to do this?
Yeah.
What was that?
Really, it was acting. I started acting, and I was on the set and met a photographer, and he was like, you ever thought about modeling? Yeah, why not? Sure. I've thought about it, but didn't really put it into place. Mm-hmm. So then I felt like that was, you know when they say you get that calling?
Yeah.
I felt like that was the calling. That was the calling.
And you thought he was not just...
I didn't think
pulling your leg full of BS.
Well, of course. It's before COVID, during COVID, I thought he was pulling my leg. And I was like, you serious? He was like, yeah, let's have a shoot. I was like, all right, let's have a shoot. Had a shoot with him, turned out phenomenal. Then I met with my friend. She's a photographer, upcoming photographer. And that was my second shoot. And, man, we used those photos. I still use some of those photos to audition for some of my modeling and acting mm-hmm. gigs mm-hmm. still to this day.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So that's mm-hmm. how you basically got your start right there. Just
boom, right out the boom. Door. Right there.
Wow.
Something crazy. I mean, I'm just a little boy from Knoxville, Tennessee. Who would have ever thought?
Did you have a guardian angel look after you or something?
I think so. I'm convinced.
Wow.
Yeah, 2022, here we are. And I'm convinced it's a blessing. It's truly been a blessing.
Now, being a photographer myself,
yep.
I know that castings for male models.
Yeah.
Are few and far between. You must have had to turn over every rock, knock down every door. How do you find castings, or how do castings find you? I mean, how do you find your work?
I find my work really by networking. When I tell you I always have a card on mm-hmm. me, I always have a card on me. If I leave wherever I'm at without a card, I don't feel right.
Wow.
So networking is key for me. So put my name out there, whether I'm at the gas station, at a movie, on set, at a photo shoot, doesn't matter. I'm always trying to put my name out there, trying to put myself out there. If it's not there, it's on social media. It's on Instagram, Facebook, wherever I can get my name, photos. And once again, that energy I bring,
mm-hmm.
wherever I can... where people can see that, like, oh, wow, okay, something's different about him. Something's different about him.
Yes.
As long as I can bring that to people and people can see that, that's it.
Okay, are you like a lot of us photographers that, okay, yes, I've got my business cards, but let me pull out my cell phone. Let me show you images of myself. Have you got 1,000 images of yourself on your cell phone?
Listen. Let me be honest. I got two phones, okay?
Okay.
And one of them, I'm gonna give you the honest truth, okay?
Okay.
And one of them,
give it to me straight. Yeah, give it to me straight.
I'm gonna give it to you straight. And one phone, there's the images of me.
Okay.
Got 1,000 of them. Like, hey, here's me. Da 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 da. And then the other one, I got pictures of my dogs. I got pictures of the family.
Yeah.
I got cars, all that. But in one phone, I got literally, it's just a me. Yeah. And that's not to be conceited or anything. That's just showing my appreciation of what hard work I've put into.
Hey, one phone can't hold no 10,000 photos, okay? You gotta have two phones.
Hey, You got it. But listen, to go back on your question, where do I find my work? I mean, Model Mayhem, I mean, it's just really been a networking piece for me. It's been a networking piece, put myself out there. It has been tremendously hard. I know other male models might feel the same on that, even female models. The model industry, it's not an easy one. It's not an industry.
Not.
It can be very saturated, too. But it's not an easy one. So I do a lot of digging. I do a lot of work behind the scenes that people don't see, that I may never get credit for. But trust me, I put in the work.
You got to do your research.
Got to do your research to make sure, you know, everything's legit. On the end of, you know, the photographer to the set, to where you're going, how you're getting there. You know, every little detail is very important in
right.
the industry.
Right. Mm-hmm. Model castings,
mm-hmm.
media outlets. I know you said you've only been in the business with industry since, let's just say, 2019.
Yes, sir.
What changes have you seen in the industry in your short period of time?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's a good question.
Modeling and photography has changed drastically
mm-hmm.
since I begun in
mm-hmm.
2002.
Mm-hmm.
But with COVID, with the digital age, with everything online, now, how has it been for you?
Even though I've been in the industry for just since, you know, 2019, I feel like tremendously a lot has happened and changed just since then. And in the sense of, we'll give an example of just before COVID. Everything was kind of normal, regular, reaching out. to people, things were easy, fine, maybe easier going. Boom, COVID hit. Okay, so how are we going to go about modeling and doing photo shoots with COVID in mind? I felt like it was an easier outlet for me because I could still have a photo shoot with a photographer, still be 6 feet away. With the protocol, we
mm-hmm.
have to be six
mm-hmm.
feet away
mm-hmm.
or 12 feet away or whatever that might be. But I felt like it definitely hit the industry hard.
Have the changes been a good thing for you or has it been a bad thing in your eyes? I mean, you've not been in it very long, but mm-hmm. has modeling been what you thought it was?
Yes, that and a little bit more. It opened my eyes to, you know, what things you got to watch out for in the industry, bad things, because I'm all open about discussing, you know, things that, you know, aren't necessarily great,
mm-hmm.
but it opened my mind that, wow, there's a lot of tremendously good things that are going on in the industry
mm-hmm.
that I'd like to be a part of, that I'd like to get my name out there in. And how we talked about, I've only been since 2019.
Yes.
I've been in about 10 or 11 magazines just between there, and that's USA and international. So it's been nothing but a blessing, even with COVID, that I've still managed to be in that many magazines, to get my name out there that much and be in that many photo shoots. That's through a pandemic. At I feel like that speaks numbers for me.
But you've been in magazines.
Yeah.
Do they carry the same luster now that you think they did maybe 10, 15, to 20 years ago?
Man, that is a great, great question that you speak on. I don't feel like it does, depending on the magazine. Let me go to a more a risque magazine, Playboy.
Right.
I feel like Playboy is always, everybody knows Playboy, whether you like Playboy or don't.
Right.
Playboy is going to always hold that magnitude.
Right.
Playboy is always going to be on that. If you made it in Playboy, you basically. But some of the other magazines, even some magazines that I've made it in, has it been a little bit easier to get into? Yes, because of some people that I've networked and told you, put my name out there.
Mm-hmm.
They've helped me. They've entered me in. There's also the part where some of these models don't like. Like I said, I'm up for talking about the negatives as well, where you can literally pay to get into a magazine.
Mm-hmm.
You can pay to get on the cover.
Yes.
Now tell me, you ask any legit model, you're telling me I can pay, what, 50 to 1,000 to whatever to put my name on a cover of a magazine? That don't sound right. That don't sound right to me. So that sounds, that, you know, I feel like that degrades the industry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it makes it easier. Like you said, back, you know, 2002, 2005, 2010.
Right.
Couldn't do that.
Right.
Can't do that. And then social media comes about and it makes it, I feel like, a little bit easier. Just depending on who you're, you know, who you're talking to, what magazine you're outletting on.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's a great, great topic. Great topic.
So the niche that you have created for yourself, your brand, how did you come about deciding, okay, I want to be known as this type of model. I want to do this brand of modeling. Maybe not so much this, maybe not so much that. How do you decide what you want to do?
Having that clear mind when you're going in. Having that clear mindset, image, and focus on what you want to do and keeping with it. You got people to the left of you that want you to drift to the left. You got people to the right that want you to drift to the right. So it's always, hey, I knew what I was coming in the industry for and keeping on that path.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I might branch off to the left, but I'm going to still stay thinner. I might branch off to the right, but I'm going to still stay thinner. Just to get my feel and taste of, okay, what would modeling be like over there? What would modeling be like over there? Just to get a taste and feel. But when I set myself in this industry, I knew what I was coming for.
Great, great. I know there are a number of models that have got their heart set, their mindset. I want to do this. I want to do that. But they don't know how to go about doing it. It's so easy to give up when something just does not go right the first time or the first, second time, third time, the fourth time. You've got to have perseverance. You've got to have the drive, have the want to. Where did that come from in you?
I got to give all thanks and love to my mom.
All right.
Shout out to mom. Staying focused. Always been a hard-driven person. Growing up, watching my mom raise me and everything. Oh, yeah. That consistency. And you'll hear me talk about that on any media outlets that you see me on. Like I said, on set, off of set, just walking around, shopping, whatever. You'll hear me talk about consistency.
Good old
consistency.
Mom.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to mom. I love you, mom.
Good old mom.
I love you, mom. Yeah, consistency. Consistency has, whether that's, I mean, like I said, modeling, not modeling, it doesn't matter what it is. Consistency, I am huge on that. Just driven, really driven. When I want something, I'm going to be consistent about it until I get it,
mm-hmm.
Period.
I see a lot of male models, they are, I'll use the term, gym rat.
Mm-hmm.
Do you work out every day? Do you work out three times a week? I mean, what kind of shape do you keep Michael Mathis in? I mean, that's are you prepared for any type of role that may come up your way?
I would say yes, I'm prepared for any role that would come up. Am I a gym rat? No. Do I love to eat food that I probably shouldn't eat? Yes.
I knew you're my kind of man. Okay.
Oh yeah, I'm an indulge. I'm a food taster. So I'm. I might not eat everything, but I'm definitely gonna taste everything. But I am very active. Ask anybody that knows me that's been around me. Am I a gym rat? No. But am I active 24/7? Yeah, I'm very active.
Okay.
Very active. Yeah. So that keeps my metabolism going.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like that keeps me pretty fit and everything. But, yeah, I'm active. I wouldn't say gym rat, but definitely active.
Okay. What criteria do you use when judging us photographers when they ask you, I've got this project, would you be interested in doing this? What criteria do you use in deciding if you will accept the photographer's concept?
I'm going to go by what they have to show me as they're asking that question, as in, what work have you previously worked on? If you're a new photographer, give me more details on what your concept is. If you're a well-known photographer, show me some of your previous work. So I can base off that. Then I might ask a couple people that have worked with you before so I can get some judgment on that. Just an all-around feel so I can get, details on the photographer yourself. Just as photographers, as the model. You know, photographer, as you might know, back in the day when you worked, ask about a model. How was he or she, or what do they bring to the table when they
still
get
do.
On set?
I still do.
See?
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Right.
You want to make sure that person's reliable, the quality, if the pictures, what type of images they're going for. If it's, okay, they say one look, but then you get on there, get on set, and then they want something completely different. Mm-hmm. So that is a very key factor, because I've been asked, hey, I feel like this is your niche, mm-hmm. or these are your type of photos that you do, Michael. Have you ever thought about doing this? And I'm like, sure, because I keep an open mind. Let me see some previous work. What's your idea behind this? Well, give me some detail behind this.
Mm-hmm.
Always looking forward to working with new people, different ideas, different outlets. But give me some more. Where is this coming from?
Right.
Give me some history behind what made you contact me. What made you come up with this idea?
Right.
So when we do make this project come to life, it means something. It's more than just, oh, well, I was sitting at the laundromat today and I thought about doing a laundromat photo shoot. I mean, that's cool. That's fine. But let's give it some meaning behind it. Let's give it some meaning behind it. So I think that's a big, big important key too. Yeah.
What has the last 2 years of Michael Mathis modeling taught you about yourself?
The understanding of consistency. Because I thought I understood consistency beforehand. I really thought I had it understood. But modeling last 2 years, 3 years, has really, really grabbed me and showed me, okay, there was a deeper, more that I need to learn about consistency. That if you apply yourself with consistency, man, you're unstoppable. You really can make anything happen.
Has it been a humbling effect, or has it turned out being anything like you thought it would be?
It's been very accomplishing.
Wow.
So yes. So yes, it has, because it's very accomplishing when you see your, you know, you see yourself or your name and the photographer's work on a magazine, and you see people congratulating you and telling you you've made it. You know, that's the craziest thing I get. I probably got messages right now. Hey, Michael, I'm proud of you. You made it. If you ask me personally, though, I've not made it. I'm still learning. I'm a sponge. I tell everybody I'm a sponge. I'm trying to learn. I don't care if you have, if you just started photography or if you just started modeling yesterday, there's something I can learn from you.
When will Michael Mathis have made it? When will he finally could say, okay, I am a male model? When will that time be?
Man, I ain't never had that question before. Man, you got me. I really don't know. I really don't know, because a lot of people would be like, okay, men's health, or...
do we ever stop learning?
GQ, you know.
Yeah. Man,
I don't think I will ever feel accomplished. I don't care what magazine. I don't, just for the fact of I'm a sponge. When I tell you I really say I'm a sponge, I'm really a sponge. I'm always trying to learn. I've always been like that growing up. And I don't feel like that's going anywhere. So as long as that's in me, I don't feel like I'll ever have made it. Let me say that.
For the teenagers that want to follow in your footsteps, I mean, what should they look for? What should they do?
I would tell them, do it. Start out by just doing it. And what I mean by that is reaching out to a model that you might know. Reach out to a photographer that you might know. If you don't know, research it. Look it up. Start. Just by starting, you'll learn.
Did you have anyone to look up to, as you just mentioned, to kind of be a mentor, or was this just learn as I go?
It's really a learn as I go type of thing. And I feel like that's been more tremendous for me, for the fact of it's a learn as you go. I didn't have, okay, well, there's somebody I'm looking up that's been on GQ for 10 years in a row. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, then what did they do after that 10 years? Did they plateau? Did they fall off? So what then I'm idolizing or putting myself on a platform next to somebody that, okay, well, if I do GQ for 11 years, I've made it. I entered in with the mindset, well, let me just go with learning.
Mm-hmm.
Let me learn everything. So there's no I'm following behind somebody's footstep, for the simple fact of if I follow behind somebody's footsteps, where is their career ended, or has it? So I feel like that's limiting myself. There's no limits to this. You can keep going as long as you want.
What mistakes did you make in the learning process?
Don't trust everybody.
Good advice.
Don't trust everybody. I'm a very trusting person, very caring person. Don't trust everybody.
How do you know who you can trust and who you can't trust?
Let me say this loud and clear for everybody listening. Do your research. Do your research. Do your research. Honestly, and anybody that's like, man, okay, where do I do my research, Michael? What? Listen, contact me. If there's one person, if I don't know the answer, I'll get an answer from you. I'll get an answer from somebody. Contact me. If you're like, I don't know how to do my research, I don't know about this photographer, I don't know about working with this model, hey, ask somebody. Ask me. Something.
That's why you network.
Network.
The more people you know, the better off you are, okay?
I tell you. I tell people that every day. Every day. I kid you not.
Oh, man. That is... great. I feel everyone has got to pay the dues, learning the craft. When is it in your mind that you reached the point where, okay, I can start cutting back on the time for shoots and start concentrating more on shoots that will help pay me for my gas, pay me for my lodging, pay me for my outfits for the shoot. When do you know that time comes?
Ooh, this now this topic right here, depending on what model you're talking to, this is a tough question right here, because a lot of people will disagree and agree. Me, you'll know when that time comes. You'll feel it. Because that's, like I said, some people jump in the game and they're like, okay, I should be paid right off the bat. There shouldn't be one image that you take of me that you shouldn't be paying me for. Or if you're using, that they shouldn't pay me for. Whether that's a company or yourself. Some people gotta earn your due. That's mm-hmm. what I did. Mm-hmm. I earned my due. No. If somebody come to me right now, I'm not gonna say I wouldn't turn them down just because they're not paying me.
Yeah.
It's, you'll know. You'll feel it. You'll feel it. But also, I feel like it's also, how much time have you put in? How much time have you really put in?
Pay your dues.
How much time have you really? Oh, I've modeled for 6 months. So what? You think on the seventh month you should be paid all of a sudden? But you've only done 2 shoots in 7 months. That's questionable. But you got somebody that's been in the industry for 7 years and still doing free photo shoots. And now they're thinking, just now, thinking about being paid per shoot. I say put your time in. That's if you ask me.
Does it come more natural to some people than others? Like, yeah, they get it. They know how to pose just right off of the bat. They know how to do their own outfits. They know how to do their own, I'll say, makeup. They know how to do their own brand right from the get-go without having to be taught.
I think that is so true. I think that is very true. But I feel like that is just like playing a sport. You got naturals all the time, right?
Yes.
You got naturals.
Yes.
But if those naturals can be beat by somebody that wasn't a natural.
Right.
Why? Because somebody outworked them.
Right.
Same thing with model. You can be born a natural model, but you can be beat by somebody that was taught how to model, mm-hmm. taught how to pose.
Yes.
How to be in front of that camera. What they're looking for, what the photographer asking for. When you get on that set, what that photo shoot is asking for. From your body to your facial expressions, all the way from your feet to your head.
Mm-hmm.
So great. I felt like that, that's a good point too. That's a great point.
I know that you've got to work extra hard in finding castings that suit you. Castings that interest you. How do you go about finding work that you feel suits you best?
Starting out, knocking down every wall. Anything you can think of. I mean, I'm talking about hard. I'm talking researching. I'm asking. I'm driving around town. I feel like I'm trying to, you know, how do I get in? What do I do? Now it comes to me. I get jobs that are coming to me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not always been like that. So it's been very hard. Don't get it twisted. Don't get it wrong. It has been very hard. It's not easy.
Right, right.
It is not easy at all. But it's one of those things. How badly do you want it? Do you want it? Or do you want to just be, you want a handout?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a handout type of guy. I'm going to work for what I want. So therefore, I work for what I want. I asked around. I, you know, did free shoots. Did paid shoots. But, you know, I won some, I lost some. I got some images. I got some that I didn't get back. So it's been nothing but a learning process. But for all the male models out there that want to be a male model, man, just really If you're hungry, go get it.
You work in a basically a female dominated field, okay?
Oh, yes.
Being in a female dominated industry, you are banging your head against the wall, man, but you're doing wonderful.
I appreciate that. Literally banging my head against the wall like a crazy man.
Yeah.
But I appreciate it. Listen, I like to work. I like that challenge. It's not easy. And everybody, I love that we're bringing this to light because everybody thinks that, okay, I'm a model. I put on a dress. I put on a suit. Now I'm a model. Say what? Excuse me? That ain't how it goes.
No.
That's not how it goes. That's not how it goes. If that was the case, then everybody would be a model, correct?
Right.
It doesn't matter about shape, size, or any of that.
Right.
Especially not nowadays because you got all the media outlets and companies that, you know, you don't have to be a skinny figure model. You don't have to be this anymore. You can be whatever size.
Right.
You still got to know how to work that angle.
You
still
sure
gotta
do.
Know how to work the camera.
You sure do.
Come on now. So just to say that you're a model because you put on a nice suit or you know, you got a high fashion suit on or you got a high fashion dress doesn't cause for you to be a model. Just like, you know, if I do an oil change on my own car tomorrow, does that make me a mechanic?
No.
No. Just makes me, you know, save me some money, I guess you could say. Save me some money, but that's about it. But it's not easy for the males. So any males that are out there that want to get started, please don't hesitate to contact me. Please. Please. I know it's not easy.
Male models that want to reach out to others, how do they know who would give them the best advice?
It's like weeding it out.
Right.
It really is. I mean, because I've gotten to, you know, I'm just asking a simple question. Like, hey, how should I go about working with this photographer? I'm from out of town. Now, those same models, female models, are trying to backstab me. So, you know, it's within the industry. You know, it's kind of lucrative.
Mm-hmm.
It's really just getting down to the nitty-gritty, finding out who you can trust, who's good, and asking around. Like I said, networking, really doing your research, asking, hey, okay, this model, okay, looks like they got a good platform, that they've been in the industry for 5 years. They look like they know what they're doing. But are they trying to weed you out? You never know.
Mm-hmm.
So you might want to ask a photographer like yourself. Hey, have you ever worked with this model? You're like, yeah, they're good, they're reputable, ask them. Or we're like, no, I worked with them time and they did me kind of wrong. I don't think you should ask for them for advice because they go the wrong way about doing things.
Okay.
So definitely doing your research, going to outlets, you know, and just really go with that intuition. Go with that intuition. Like, I don't know this person. This person kind of seems a little fishy, wishy-washy.
All right, good, good.
You know, accountability.
Yes.
You know, people that respond back pretty quick, people that, you know, seem genuinely helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the people I'm going to go back to. Those are the people that I'm going to give the yay to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Somebody
great,
that's kind of, you know, wishy washy, I'll probably give the name to.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
okay.
But, and I do want to give a shout out to anybody and everybody that I've ever worked with, photographer, model, anybody that I've ever asked a question to on helping. I just want to give anybody that's watching this a shout out. Thank y'all so much for helping me throughout my career. I'm very thankful. Very thankful.
Who has been, if you can, try and single out one person besides your mom,
yeah,
that has given you the best advice, pointed you in the best direction, photographer, model, whatever. Give that person credit right now.
I got to give my boy Jason. Give my boy Jason. He's actually technically he's my videographer.
Okay.
He usually goes everywhere I go. Shout out to my boy Jason. Met him, and he's done nothing but encourage me to keep doing what I'm doing.
And the social media handle?
That is Jason Media on all outlets. Shout out to my boy Jason. That's Jason Media. Jason, you the man. You the man. We got some work coming out soon too, man. I'm ready to work with you.
Great, great, great. Okay, as I mentioned before, you were nice enough to bring some photos with you. So let's go on, bring them up on the screen here.
I got a picture right here by my boy Victor. Shout out to Vic. This was a random photo shoot we did last summer at the park. He brought out some lights. We went to a track field at a high school, and he was like, man, let me test out these lights. And I was like, let's do it. So I was like, let me take my shirt off. Let me get a little veiny, and let me show some anger, I guess, as I just got done working out or something like that. And he was like, let's do it. Let's do it. So this image right here shows after I warmed up a little bit, just me in some basketball shorts flexing with one of the most angriest, diminishing faces I've seen on myself till this day.
Incredible Hulk-like, you know?
I mean, definitely. I'm flexing to a T. It is definitely an angry look. You can definitely tell I was fired up.
Yes,
I
you were. You were fired up over something.
I'm fired up.
Oh, man. Okay, now tell us what we're looking at here, Michael.
Now, this next photo, got to give a shout-out to Lindsay. Lindsay was one of the first photographers I worked with in Knoxville. She does incredible work. Thank you so much, Lindsay, for this photo right here. This was downtown Knoxville. And I was like, let me dress up in one of my favorite colors. It's me and some nice black slacks. And my favorite color, burnt orange. It's a burnt orange button-up shirt. And we just decided to go downtown and do a couple photos downtown Knoxville. And they turned out really good. I still, to this day, I use that photo on a couple of submitting things that I do. When I submit, I sometimes use this photo. So definitely want to give a shout-out to Lindsay. Thank you so much, Lindsay. I appreciate
it. All right, great photo. Showing the bling here, aren't you?
Showing the bling.
Showing the bling here.
On this next one right here.
Looking at Michael.
Got the all black again, black slacks again, excuse me, with the black button up this time. Now this was, I'm showing the bling.
Yeah.
Because this was actually for a watch photo shoot.
It had to be something like that. I knew it.
Yep. This is for a watch photo shoot, which I love doing those. I definitely love doing the watch photo shoots. I use this photo and another photo are actually on some of my acting pages that I use or whatnot.
Okay.
So I use that. So I use my modeling for my acting for modeling, whatever I can use it at, man.
Wow, that is great. Yeah. Great. As I said, ooh, in posting, this is to the debonair Michael Mathis.
Debonair! I got to straighten up my jacket. I know y'all can't see this for the people that are listening, but I am straightening up my jacket.
Oh, man, you look like you're getting ready to go to prom here, man.
Oh, now this one, this photo right here, that's ironic that you say prom. This was actually, this was last year. This was for a wedding styled photo shoot. So I got married for this photo shoot. I got married.
You got married. Okay.
Oh, yeah. So for the people that are listening to it, and I got this burgundy purple jacket on with the white, with the black button underneath, with the black bow tie, with the flower. It's a really sharp photo, I say myself, not to be conceited or too self-centered. Really good-looking photo. I'm not looking straight at the camera. I'm looking off to the side, but I am buttoning up the jacket. Really, as the man himself said, debonair.
And as Ric Flair would say, the man is styling and profiling, okay?
Woo! Can I get a woo?
Yeah, you look great there, Michael. Now, here's an action photo right here. I like this photo. Tell me what I got here, Michael.
I got to give a shout-out to my boy Matt Winningham in Knoxville. Went to high school with this guy. Tell me how crazy this is. I'm a model. Matt's a photographer now. A shout out to Matt. He got this photo. We were like, let's do a FBI styled photo shoot.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm all black, got the jacket on, look like a detective. We used some guns as some props, and we made this come to life. I am very, very impressed of how these came out. I mean, it really looks like I'm a detective if you ask me.
Looks like a lethal weapon.
Yeah, this is a Lethal Weapon
I like
sequel, a Jason Bourne, a Knoxville NCIS type episode here.
Oh, I love the input. I love it. I love it. Yes. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
It's Knoxville NCIS starring Michael Mathis.
Hey, we got a new show.
Oh, man, thank you for bringing those images, Michael. They are awesome. Hey. I mean, you've done some great work in just a short period of time. I mean, you should really be proud of yourself. What are some topics that are very near and dear to your heart that you feel should be brought to the forefront?
Mental health. That goes with modeling, that goes with acting, that goes to what your regular 9-to-5 job, that goes to corporate, that goes to, I don't care what you do, mental health.
Let's talk about it.
I don't care how healthy a person might seem on the outside. If you ain't got mental health, you could be on suicide watch tomorrow or tonight. So that doesn't get talked about enough to me, especially on the male input. We see women break down. They need comfort. Da 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 da. They get it. Men, you're supposed to cover up your feelings. You're supposed to cover up your emotions. You ain't supposed to show that. You're supposed to be the man. So that right there, I just want people to know that they're listening and watching. It's okay. It's okay to let those feelings and emotions out and to reach out to somebody. Hey, don't feel ashamed. Don't feel shy and ashamed of that. If there's somebody that you need to talk to, reach out to me. I want everybody to know they can at least reach out to me. Your information won't be out there. Keep it between me and you. But mental health, that's something serious. With COVID and, you know, everybody have to stay at home and everything like that. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's even more of a topic before COVID. But mental health is a serious thing, man. Definitely. I got to thank, you know, got to be blessed and thankful that, you know, I have a really good mental foundation and, you know, everything. But I just want to, you know, help others to get to that point where, you know, it is okay to have feelings. It's okay to have emotions. It's all right. But I think it needs to be brought up more. Yeah.
I think that mental health is an issue that many people are afraid to talk about. Mm-hmm. They're afraid to let somebody know, hey, I got this issue going on. Mm-hmm. I need somebody to talk to. I need somebody to listen to. Maybe you're not comfortable with talking to a professional. You just need that high school buddy to talk to, okay?
That's it.
Mental health being one issue, what is another topic that you feel should be brought to the forefront? But this is your platform to promote yourself, what you feel needs to be brought up. Let's hear it, Michael.
Giving back to the community, giving back to all around, whatever you can do to give back, I feel like that needs to be brought up because I feel like everybody can do their diligence in giving back. Giving back somehow, some way or another.
A charity or...
Anything.
Anything?
Anything. Anything. Charity. Cooking for somebody. Just saying hey to somebody down the road. You might change somebody's life. Just by saying, you might just change somebody's life or outlook on their life by saying, good morning, hey, how are you? Mm-hmm. By generally asking them, hey, how you doing? Really meaning it. How you really doing today? Mm-hmm. You could change somebody's life. So giving back, that's another thing that goes hand in hand with, you know, mental health, but it's simple things. It's really the simple things for me that really hit home, but I feel like aren't talked enough about. They might be brought up, but they're slid over.
Mm-hmm.
So those things right there, it's a simple thing. Those are two little things that, you know, we don't give two thoughts about, really. But if you do give two thoughts about it just for a little minute, you're like, wow, okay. Those really could make a difference in mm-hmm. somebody's life.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Because you never know. You may be the only person that checks on that elderly gentleman that day.
Now, I like to switch the script.
Go right ahead.
I'm going to ask you a question.
All right.
I know I got a couple of photographers and videographers looking in, watching.
Okay.
We already know you're the man of the business. Can you give us some advice on them? Because I know they're looking out for the models and whatnot, but there's some models that might want to model and do some photography.
Yes.
Can you give some of the listeners a little outlook on, you're the legend.
I wouldn't go that far, by a long shot. When you are a model, you do pick up on lighting techniques. You know how to position your head or in your body so the light hits you just right, okay? So if you understand the modeling aspect of it, then when you get behind the camera, I'll say, okay, now, I learned that I look better when I've got light here and here, so that's what I'll do this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, as a photographer, I never want to get in front of the camera. I know better than that. But my first guest here, Casey Campaign, she is a model and a photographer.
Mm-hmm.
How she does it, she got my respect. I think you've got to be good at one craft so you can understand the other.
Yep. Understandable.
I have enjoyed this past hour talking with you, and it does not seem like an hour to me. It's just flown by.
At all.
I could talk to you forever, seem like.
Hey, definitely. For
the people that want to contact you about your brand, mm-hmm. How can they contact you, Michael?
You can contact me at MikeMathisTour.com. That is Mike, M-I-K-E, Mathis, M-A-T-H-I-S. tour.com, and that will take you to any media outlets, any recent things that I'm working on. So I'll take you anywhere and everywhere you need to go. MikeMathisTour.com.
Mr. Mike Mathis, the debonair Mike Mathis, thank you for being a guest on the Model Connection podcast.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.